Hello, my friend. This is Michelle Blood, and I am very excited to present to you an audio version of one of the greatest books on metaphysics and wealth and abundance using the law of attraction, and that is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. This was published in 1910, and it is one of the few works by Wallace D. Wattles that has changed the lives of millions and millions of people since its original publication. Learn how to think about money, learn what true value is, and how to attract money and prosperity using the universal laws and doing things in the certain way. This book is more than just how to get rich. It contains the way the universe works to bring riches into all areas of your wonderful life. The Science of Getting Rich is a down-to-earth, clear-cut and practical metaphysical guide, a mental and spiritual approach on how to become rich. Straightforward if you follow the thoughts presented in this book. You can become rich without the feelings of guilt. As a matter of fact, the author writes that the poverty-stricken and even the middle class should be the ones to feel guilty by not living up to their true potential as thinking beings. This is the book that turned around the lives of so many powerful people that are well known today. It was introduced to me by my good friend Bob Proctor, one of the great teachers of the documentary The Secret and the author of the best-selling book You Were Born Rich. Bob introduced it to me in 1994 in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. We found it in its original green cover in an old bookstore, and Bob said that this little green book was the book that inspired Lloyd Conant to begin his motivational empire with Earl Nightingale, known around the world today as Nightingale Conant. As Lloyd wanted so much for the world to get the secret that Wallace spoke about so clearly in this little green book, The Secret About the Certain Way. It truly was the book that also helped inspire Napoleon Hill and many others, including myself. Bob Proctor actually decided back in 1994, when we found this little green book that he'd been reading for over 25 years at that stage, to republish and reprint the book as it was just out of publishing. So Bob went ahead and printed the book because you really couldn't find it anywhere back then. And after Bob reprinted it, along with his assistant Gina Robichaud, it seems like the world seemed to find out about it and everybody started reprinting it. And a lot of people started adding their own words to this special book, thinking that because it was printed so long ago, it was a little bit old-worldly and a bit wordy. But the way I have read this book is from its original state, the original way that it was written. It's the way that Bob printed the book. And it's very important, I feel, because you really get the energy of what it's all about. I may, however, after some chapters, reiterate upon that particular chapter, but the actual chapters I read are directly from the original publication. So you won't hear the words female, she, or woman very much. You do occasionally. But that is the way that things were written back then. And girlfriends out there, don't get up on your high horses and go, but they're just talking about men. God is a he. Girls, you know, God's a she, so don't worry about it. Anyway, this book is amazing. So just getting to what the basic metaphysics, and if there are any triggers that do come up for you as you are listening to it, think to yourself, maybe you might say, oh, this is just all about money and materialistic. That's not right. Or I just don't know if I believe in this. If it triggers up things like this that are giving you negative vibrations, that is because they are the areas that are still your weaknesses. Probably from old programming, from, you know, grandparents or old teachers or whatever. It's probably not even your own thoughts. It's probably because you haven't ever, perhaps, and don't please get sore when I say this, but perhaps it's just because you haven't yet really been rich yourself. And it doesn't matter because now you can become rich. And what does this really mean to you? What do riches mean to you? What is Wallace really talking about? He's talking about having more than enough money to live the life that you choose. A life of freedom. That's what it's all about. It's not about becoming rich to impress other people. It's about being free so that you go and live the life that you want to live. I truly desire for every single person to have the life that they choose to live. It is so important. And it's important that when you're listening to this audiobook, that you feel that within my voice, because it is the truth. My greatest fulfillment in life is seeing other people get what they want, seeing their dreams come true. Because as we go for something in life, we become more courageous, we become more consciously aware, our spirit unifies with our higher self. And that to me is what it's all about. It's not about getting the money or getting the goal, but having to become who you need to become to attract that into your life. It is just so exciting. And you'll also notice that there are some of my songs in the beginning and the end of the chapter. Now, using this positive musivation music, what this does is it stimulates your left and your right hemispheres of your brain so that you can take in the contents of each chapter literally 300 times faster than if you were listening to it without these breaks in music. And I've also given you a little gift. At the very, very last track, I've given you three of my most powerful musivation songs to help you attract money into your life and to help you keep on keeping on with our great persistence song, which I actually co-wrote with Bob Proctor. This is a great gift as well. I highly recommend this audio program if you're working in a network marketing company or in any sort of sales, or you just want someone to have their dreams come true and want their light to come on, gift them with this great audio book. It'll really, really help them. And I recommend that you listen to this on your iPod. Listen to it in your car, obviously not on your iPod in the car. Whether you're in a plane or even while you're cleaning the house, just go over it and over it. Get those thoughts that Wallace is talking about of increase, of prosperity, of doing things in a certain way. Just listen to this all of the time until you really, really get it. You know, Wallace D. Wattles, he is the one who really got to the point. And it makes people sometimes feel uncomfortable talking about money this way. But when you really learn about what he's teaching you, you will get it. Trust me, just keep listening, even when it feels uncomfortable. Wallace D. Wattles speaks not only of riches in a financial sense, but about spirit and of human endeavor. Please do listen to this because it is a classic and it truly does work. Wallace D. Wattles says, this is a quote from him, from his book, "This book is for those who have so far found neither the time, the means, nor the opportunity to go deeply into the study of metaphysics, but who want prosperous results and who are willing to take the conclusions of science as a basis for action. Whatever may be said in praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a truly complete or successful life unless one is rich. You cannot rise to the greatest possible height in talent or soul development unless you have plenty of money to give you freedom. For to unfold your soul and to develop talent, you must have many things to use, and you cannot have those things unless you have money with which to buy them." And that is the truth. It is so amazing. Here is the science of getting rich.